are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally and I'm your host. Will T and Ray Jeezy are out. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Join me on Sunday, Wally, August 4th at Bowie Bay Sox Stadium for the first annual celebrity kickball game in honor of my homie Barry Sharp and all affected by mental illness and suicide. The game will include former NFL players Santana Moss, Lee Bodden, and Vasante Shanko. The kickball game will be after the Bowie Bay Sox game. The Bowie Bay Sox game is at 1:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can buy your tickets at groupmatics.events/event/Lawrence Law. Lawrence Law is spelled LAURYNSLAW. We weren't all last week. Well, you know, a lot. We weren't all the last couple of weeks, I don't believe. And we're back now. There's a lot going on. Skins training camp is tomorrow, Wednesday. It goes down, man. Football season is really about to go down. Will T would normally say this, but he's not in the building. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. Former USA Today's senior Washington Redskins insider Lake Lewis will join the show to talk about Skins releasing linebacker Mason Foster prior to training camp. Mason Foster, we talked about him a lot. We'll continue that discussion, but this time we'll have Lake. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, right now, I have former USA Today's senior Washington Redskins reporter and current Sports Journey Redskins insider, Lake Lewis, on the line. What's up, Lake?
What's going on, man? And I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, no problem, man. You know, it's been a while, man. A lot's been happening, too.
It has a whole lot, you know, just getting ready to head on down to Richmond.
I know. It's Wednesday, man. Tomorrow. Are you already set? You got the towel?
Yeah, you saw my sweetheart got some towels ready. Got to have that, man.
I've learned
over the years that sitting on the sidelines and no protection in that front is not good.
I know that's right. I heard you have a new podcast out, man. Let my listeners know about that, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna launch it on Thursday. It's gonna that the name of the podcast, believe it or not, is going to be called After Practice.
Oh, awesome!
that's my take on what I saw. You know, today. I'm gonna do it throughout the year too. So it's just prepared through. Hopefully the playoffs, you know. So
it's hopefully. Fingers crossed.
To do it. Yep.
All right. So, Lake, players. I mean, you mentioned players report to training camp Wednesday, tomorrow, July 24th. One player who probably won't be there is Mason Foster. The Redskins released the veteran inside linebacker today. So, what were your thoughts when you heard the news?
Maybe the timing wasn't the best. He was on his way down to training camp, trying for conditioning tomorrow. But at the end of the day, I've always felt like with the way the Redskins were with their defense as far as more of a speed and athletic unit, that's not Mason's game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they saw in rookie minicamp and then the minicamp, veteran minicamp, with the acquisition of Bostic,
mm-hmm.
you know, that guy's fast, and he plays fast, and he looked like an upgrade to me, frankly, over Mason.
Wow, okay.
So you pair him with John Hamilton, who we all knew from last year that they had plans of having him start.
Yeah.
Calling plays and things of that nature in the middle. The other kid, the kid Holcomb, you know, from North Carolina, he really surprised me. He showed me a lot of really good lateral movement, I wouldn't just compare him because he's, you know, he's a white player. But he did. It reminded me a little bit of Will Compton,
okay.
A faster, more athletic version of Will.
Which is
so
good.
I think that they feel like, you know, they have him. And then I think another guy that people sometimes forget about, I think Josh Harvey Clemens is a guy that, believe it or not, I think is going to play a lot in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think they feel like four guys are young, they're athletic. You know, and they're on the cheaper end on top of that. So why not give them a shot?
No, I agree. So, who do you? All right, obviously we both believe that Sean Deion Hamilton will be the starter. Who do you believe is going to start alongside Sean Deion Hamilton between the guys you
Boston. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a lock. I mean, unless he has a terrible preseason, a terrible training camp, which I don't see. I mean, this guy's a veteran. He's been around for years, so. Mm-hmm. He's played on some really decent defenses, so scheme-wise, I think he's going to pick it up really fast. I just think he naturally, I mean, Mason's an 8-year veteran.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's a 7-year veteran himself.
Mm-hmm.
You can see with your own eyes, and I saw it in the minicamp, really, he stood out to me at times. Like, wow, this guy's fast. Like, this is something that they really were lacking. And, you know, so now to have you have a playmaker who's young and Sean Deion Hamilton. And then now you have a speed guy who kind of was the Reuben Foster type guy,
mm-hmm.
who's, you know, athletic. I think you feel like those two guys can hold the fort down. And let's face it, the defensive line gets after it the way we expect them to. It doesn't matter who's behind them at
mm-hmm.
that point.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm.
And then if Landon Collins keeps things in front of him,
mm-hmm.
You know, they've done some to really be good. This could be one of the best the Redskins have put on the field in a decade or so.
Ooh, wow. Well, I hope so. I mean, they can have the speed, and with those big boys in front, they could be dangerous. Mason Foster, I don't want to, you know, go out without like just ending up without talking about the Mason Foster era. What will this team miss about Mason Foster in terms of what he brought to the table, in terms of in the locker room and on the field?
I mean, listen, Mason was ready and able to talk with the media. And I don't mean in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
He was always a guy to catch you and get some nice, you know, information from. So that's not so. I'm not one to disparage guys. But I will say this. I thought the whole Twitter situation, social media situation, I thought Mason survived that. And I don't know if I was in charge in any capacity
mm-hmm.
at Redskins Park if he would have survived that from me.
Okay.
I don't think I would have never brought him back in the locker room.
Mm.
If you can get rid of DJ Swearinger, who was playing lights out football for
mm-hmm.
same thing,
mm-hmm.
you get rid of Mason Foster for something like that. But they did it, mm-hmm. and they brought him back. I just think that the timing of this does seem a little suspicious. It really does.
I know.
Like getting away from everything open and back. It's suspicious, you know.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about the 2019 Redskins, it's a high character room.
Mm-hmm.
It really truly is. And it's a young room where they have some young leaders. Jonathan Allen jumps right out.
Of course.
You know, Landon Collins now. These are Bama guys. And these are guys that are familiar with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you don't fit in, you don't have room in there. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I'm okay with that. If these guys are going to police their own locker room, more power to them, and that's a good thing. And I'm not saying that, you know, Jonathan Allen or any guy in the locker room didn't like Mason Foster. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why he's not here. Come on, let's not sugarcoat it.
Oh, of course. No, I'm with you. There's a reason. I won't
right.
get it. I have my beliefs, too. I have a lot of beliefs on why Mason Foster isn't here. All right, so I wouldn't be doing my job as a host of this show without mentioning Trent
right.
Williams. You know, camp starting tomorrow. The reports are that Trent won't be there. What is your vibe on the whole Trent Williams situation? Should Skins fans be scared of this situation?
That's a mess. It's a mess. Let's
mm-hmm.
just call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess because your franchise player, the face of your franchise, is not there. Then you know it's a mess.
Yeah.
Is it a holdout? Whatever it is. if the face of your franchise mm-hmm. is not there, it's a mess. And if they need to give them more money to get them there, so be it. You got to do it. You've earned it. I was just talking to someone this evening, matter of fact, through the downside of this career. Downside, still a Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
the downside is still someone that you need if you want to see your rookie investment at quarterback
mm-hmm.
Hit the field. Because if you don't have him, you can't play him at all this year because you will get him killed.
Mm-hmm.
So Williams is needed in the worst way, and don't think he doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He probably feels like, they got a number on me. I'm gonna do a number on them until we all can meet, and that's meeting at the bank, meeting at the bank teller. That's what it boils down to. Now they're gonna have to pay him, and is he deserving of getting an extension on a contract that has 2 years left? Maybe, maybe not. But again, we're talking about a guy that is respected around the league, other coaches, other players. When they talk about the Redskins, Trent Williams jumps right out, him and Ryan Kerrigan. So, I know the Redskins wouldn't do this to Ryan Kerrigan.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Kerrigan probably wouldn't do it to himself either. I won't say that. But it is what it is. If you're the Redskins and you want to have a really good opportunity to, push for a playoff berth and be competitive and have all your best pieces on the field, you better get Trent Williams back in the field.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm all about players getting their bag, and I'm all about Trent getting that bag. And also, I'll say this. I'll go one step further. I think Trent's worth it. Injuries play a factor in everything. But when you look at Trent, I there's not too many left tackles can do what Trent does on the football field in terms of pulling, athleticism, mauling a guy, protecting a quarterback's backside. I just feel like Trent is all-world. I won't even say with health, if healthy, because at times he's not healthy and he can still do it. So.
Oh yeah, right. I agree, man.
Yes.
I agree, my friend.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bay Lake, man. I appreciate you for being on. Before I let you go, let our listeners know how they can catch your content, and also again let them know about your podcast and social media as well.
All right. Well, yeah. As always, they can find me on Twitter at Lake Lewis. You can find me on Facebook and Lake Lewis here. Instagram, Lake Lewis Jr., and then, of course, you can go to sportsjourney.com. And now I'm letting everybody know that I am the tour guy for heavy.com. You can check my writing out on there.
Awesome. Okay? Awesome, man. Lake, I appreciate you being on, my man.
All right, my friend. As always.
All right, man. You'll see me at training camp, man. You'll see me there in August, though.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that's my man. Former USA Today senior Washington Redskins reporter and current Sports Journey Redskins insider Lake Lewis, man. You don't get any better than that, man. Lake knows everything about skins, man, about the skins, man. Lake is my guy. I love Lake, man. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after a little break. Listening to All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally and I'm your host. Will T and Ray Jeezy are out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. That's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up, or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message on our show. We'll also read out the tweets and Facebook comments on the show. On Facebook, regarding Foster, Tony Livin posted, "More than fair, his ass should have been gone last year." Damn, Tony, you harsh, bruh. They might Mason Foster being gone is fair that he got cut at this, got released. You know, at this point in time in the season, you know, Mason Foster's agent is going off on Twitter about Mason Foster being released at this time. Could have been released earlier, but I don't, you know, things happen. My man George on Facebook said he can GTFO. If you know social media acronyms, you know what that means. Damn, y'all harsh on Mason Foster, man. GTFO, though? Dang. It's a cutthroat business, man. It's a cutthroat business. When it comes to Mason Foster, I mean, I wasn't the biggest Mason Foster fan, but you guys are mean. On Twitter, at Mr. Key himself, tweeted, "Adrian Peterson owes millions in debt." Mason Foster's agent is going off on Twitter. Trent Williams is holding out. Josh Norman jumped over a bull. Yep, Redskins training camp is finally here. That's a way of looking at it. You know, Redskins training camp is typically chaotic, so I guess he's correct. But again, Josh Norman leaping over bulls. I don't have no issue with that. You know, he did it right. He was successful. It happened. I ain't mad at Josh Norman. In terms of Adrian Peterson owes millions of dollars in debt, man, things happen. That's life. Business decisions go wrong. Mason Foster's agent going off, I get it. Man, I know that's your client. You know, it kind of limits the playing field for him in terms of who he wants to be, who he can jump on, which team he can jump on with. So I get it. But, you know, I don't feel bad for Mason Foster because, like Lake mentioned, I mean, he did rub people the wrong way with those comments in the DM on IG and on Twitter going off. I'm not going to say I side or I feel bad for Mason Foster. But I get it, though, right? That's his man's money. I always talk about a player's money, and you don't want to mess a man's money up. You know, it's all about getting that bag eventually, but I don't know. Mason Foster, the type of dude's gonna get that bag, but it is what it is. But yeah, man, I appreciate the tweets, the Facebook comments. Keep them coming. Don't forget to call in. Again, the number is 301-799-5407. You call in, you leave a voice message, we put it on the show. You know, you become famous. Because that means your name is on, your voice is on the internet, iTunes, you know, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever podcasts are being sold, your voice is out there. I know you want to get your voice heard. It's all about being heard. Anyway, thank you all for listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. You know we appreciate it. You know we love you. Smooches, baby. Anyway. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Do this out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.